Doctor, there is a verse in Quran. I don't remember. I just read it, but I forgot to note the chapter number and verse number, wherein Allah says that earth and the sky were both joined. Later, Allah, you know, separated them.
That's right.
Yeah, and that it is a sign for the believers. So, can you please explain this verse?
In 21:30. You got any specific questions or the whole ayat you want?
Doctor, I just wanted to understand how was this earth and sky. Earth is a very small, as we understand now, whereas the sky is huge with billions of universes and galaxies. So how they were combined and how it, you know, it is not making sense right now.
Okay, we'll wait for another 3 minutes, then you can ask, right?
Yes.
That the people join.
Okay, doctor.
Sir, I have one question, sir.
Yes.
Sir, what is the real meaning of Qurbani, sir?
Okay. The real meaning of Qurbani.
Sir.
You take Chapter 22:37 and read it once or twice before I answer that.
So 30?
7.
Chapter 37?
No, chapter 22:37.
22:37. Sajid sir,
have you taken?
Yeah, salam Rasul.
Sir, I'm reading in Telugu, sir.
Okay.
Can you translate it?
Yeah, you have no, you don't have English, right? Okay.
I'll read it for you if you don't mind.
Sir, 22:37.
You read it for yourself. And when I am asking question, you answer me.
What Imam Sangani Raktangani Allah Kuchera, Vaita Midoni Bayabakti Parayanata, Matram, Ayana Kuchertundi, Vidanga Allah, Ipashulan Miku, Lobarichadu, Ayana Marga, Dashikatwan, Krutaknataka, Mirayana, Gopadanani Kuriananki, O Muhammad Sadachara Sampanulaku, Santoshavarta Vinipinchu.
Rasul, this translation is not the actual translation.
Does not matter.
But it says something else, doctor. Not
the
Sajid, I will ask you to read, then you can read. Wait.
Yeah.
That does not matter. There can be a gross translation. What we understand is important.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
However be the translation, even if it is Hadith translation, it does not matter. However gross it is, definitely you have the sense to appreciate that. That carries the meaning. That is Quran. What you're reading is only a translation. That will be anything.
Doctor, I have one more question.
Okay. Yes. Wait. Yeah, what is it? Another question?
Can I post it today, doctor, or can I keep it for next class? Because.
Yeah, once it is finished, I will ask you.
Okay, sure.
Yes, what is another question you have? That's all? The only one question, no?
Sir, okay. So, okay. Only our fear only Allah will see.
Yes, you are right. So, you take 22:37 first. We will come to Sajid later. So their meat will not reach Allah.
Yes, sir.
Nor will their blood. So what does it mean now? He wants you to sacrifice. You are going to do a greater sacrifice on certain days. Small sacrifices, I can give 10 rupees, 100 rupees. But a greater sacrifice, I get one goat or one camel or one cow or whatever it is. And then that with that one, you can give benefits to so many. Allah says, you got so much of benefit in the cattle. So what are those benefits? Chapter 23, 21. Along with this, we are going to understand the real Qurbani.
Should I read, doctor?
You can read, no problem. You read.
And most surely, there is a lesson.
This is 23, 21?
Yes, doctor.
Okay.
And most surely there is a lesson for you in the cattle. We make you to drink what is in their bellies, and you have in them many advantages, and of them you eat.
So what are the advantages here? What are the benefits here? Many, many, many which you do not know. When you give your goat, when you give your cow, when you have your camel, there are many, many, many advantages. Finally, it will be useful for your meat and food also for your greater purpose. So unless you give, and unless he is a shepherd, nobody, the normal person, urbanist person, does not understand the benefits of your cattle as a farmer can understand. Am I right? Hello, do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
As a farmer can understand, an urban race person cannot understand the value and the utility of the cattle. Am I right? Hello, you're hearing me?
Yes, sir. I'm hearing you, sir.
What is the answer? I asked you twice. A farmer can understand the use of cattle, or a person living in the city can understand the use of cattle. Sajid, can you answer me?
Yes, doctor. Farmer.
Rasool, is there any difficulty for you to understand what I'm asking you?
Rasool, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here, sir. Can you repeat the question once again, sir?
I'm asking you. If you don't understand, you can ask me again to repeat the question. Rephrase the question again, I will tell you. A goat is there.
Okay.
A camel is there. A desert person can understand the utility of camel better than a person living in some remote corner in any other world, right? Likewise, a goat.
Okay, sir.
The uses of goat can be understood by a shepherd more than a person who is in city. Likewise, a cow also, who rears the cow will understand its benefit more than the person living far away from it. Do you understand this?
Yes, sir.
So who knows the utility, the usage of the cattle? A person who is a farmer or a person who is a city bred?
Farmer, sir.
Farmer. So Allah says in chapter 23:21, there are lessons for you in the cattle. What lessons we have understood?
Okay.
In what way we have asked Allah to make us know the essentialities of a cow or a camel or a goat? We only know how to cut and eat, that's all. And we know how to use the skin. Anything else we are using, we are making use of it? Nothing. That too, after cutting only, you will get the skin. But Allah says, there are lessons for you. Those who do not know the lessons, it is not possible for them to understand why Allah has created the cattle. Even Allah is asking you, have you seen the camel, how it is created in such shapeless manner? How it's created, and you call it the shape of the desert? And what are the uses that you gain as lessons from it, and how you use the lessons in your public life, in your private life? Likewise, each and everything, there are multiple, many, many advantages that you have from them as lessons. So you need to know the lessons before slaughtering. You can use it for your eating also, but slaughtering is not a good thing. You must, Allah says, your piety, your justness, your reasoning power, to use all that Allah has created, especially when He says you drink milk from it, and there are many other advantages that you derive from them, and some time you use for your feeding also. But we take mainly for feeding. Is it right or wrong?
Yes, sir. Many advantages means ghee, buttermilk.
So much, you know, but Allah says in His consideration, so many advantages are there, but we have not used it. We have not asked from Allah the advantages, the benefits of the cattle, the lessons we are derived from the cattle. All through our life, we can read the lessons if only Allah gives you from Him the wisdom to understand what Allah means by saying many advantages.
Okay, sir.
We have not asked Allah. And it is not that we just cut the goat cattle off and give it to poor people for feeding for one day, one square meal alone. Is it the advantage? Many, many advantages you have? No. So unless we know the advantage of it, first and foremost, on the day of Bakrid, you must teach the lessons if you have extra knowledge about the cattle more than what people normally know of. So gaining the lessons from Allah is most important, and imparting the lessons to the farmers who rely on that, who can understand better. You present a goat to them. It can be an endowal to the farmer who can rear it up, who can breed it, who can reproduce it, who can give milk to so many people. And that poor farmer can become a wealthy person, having so much of cattle with them and feeding others and helping others and giving milk to so many people, because the poor farmer, he is not a corporate. He can give milk free of cost to everyone, because so much is the surplus that he has. A few advantages he may make use of, but we cannot make use of those advantages except to cut and eat. So we just let the blood flow and let the meat rot in the houses of the people, because so much surplus is cut off and wasted. Allah does not like those who waste. Those who are extravagantly wasting only to show the people that they will praise them for the number of goats they have slaughtered. That is not an advantage, but that's a disadvantage. So fear Allah. That piety, that justness and reasoning makes Allah to value you as a human being following His tenets, His verses, the signs of it, which He imbibes and imparts to others also. Do we understand now?
Yes, sir, I understand, sir.
The meaning of 2237, you come to 2237. Have those who believed not considered,
the meat of their blood does not reach Allah.
Their meat will not reach Allah, nor will their blood. But what reaches Him is their justness and even-headedness. Right-mindedness. Do you understand now?
Yes, sir.
Thus have we subjected, because only for those people we have subjected the cattle, that you may glorify Allah for so much of benefits He has rendered to them, and so much of knowledge He has infused into the people who sought from Him. The solicitation is important for our better life in this world. So this Qurbani is imparting the knowledge of the cattle to one and all and making them understand the benefits of it, and the benefits of it must be spread to the society around. So give one or two goats to the farmers. They will let them rear it up from the minimal knowledge and advantage they have over the people who just simply eat. So use, don't put it to non-use. Don't eat. Have the utility of it well preserved and well rehearsed, well undertaken, well maintained, and put it to proper use. Not for cutting and eating. Is this clear now? When Allah says, your meat does not reach me, your blood does not reach me, but your justness and reasoning will reach me. Whoever utilizes more out of it, not wasting the goat by cutting it and slaughtering them and beating them to death and then burying all the meat. This is not the way that we will be doing our qurbani. So donate one or two wholesome cattle to the person who can use it, and finally he can use it for food. He cannot eat on his own, but he can distribute it to so many people. But before that, have the benefits of it and give the benefits of it to the lots and lots of people around. That is the greatest sacrifice. Understanding and using it to a better purpose and advantageous positions. You can make yourself elevating you to your level, and the usage makes them glorify Allah and praise Allah heartily. That's where finally culminating in the praise of Allah and glorification of Allah. This is Qurbani.
Okay, sir.
Any questions in this?
So gifting is the more important than slaughtering of cows or any goats.
Heartily, you understand? Wholeheartedly?
I have a question.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Yes. Any questions in this? Because we have so much used to ritualistic practice of cutting and throwing it away. When Allah says so much of benefits, the benefits you give, but you're not giving any benefit. Even you can get milk from it for a few months or a few years, even that you don't use. Donate to the poor people. They will use it. Don't cut and give them meat. Meat alone is not what Allah has given it, endowed in it, blessing it. The blessing is far more. Use the blessing, then only you can.
Yes. Then are we not committing a sin by eating them? Because no, it is to be.
Finally, Allah says, therein is food for you. Finally, Allah says. This is the last thing.
No, but everything is finally we are cutting and eating. See, we have a function. We bring the goats, and then
everybody will die one day. But before that, bring the fruits of them. Why he has created human beings? You give your fruits to the people around. You are simply going to die. That's because that you don't be slaughtered and you won't kill yourself. And nobody can kill anyone else. So many advantages, so many beautiful gifts are there with every single human being. Like this, in every cable, so many beautiful things are there. If you do not know, ask Allah. Simply cutting and eating alone is not sufficient. It's not going to please Allah.
Then everywhere we are simply cutting and eating only. That's what I'm saying.
Wrong. That's what I'm saying. In the name of charity, don't do that. In the name of, for sake of food, you do that. But in the name of charity, don't do that.
No, I still have a conflict.
Yes.
In the name of charity, I can, in the name of food, I can cut and eat.
You can eat.
But no, then again, no, it is useful for so many people. Again, cutting and eating then.
See, I am saying charity. I am cutting and giving as charity to 30, 40 people, 50, 60 people I am giving. That you don't do. For your purpose, you can have a small piece of a half kg or 1 kg for your family. And don't cut it and give it away. It is not for cutting and giving it away. But its milk can be utilized. And so many tilling the land is there. And reproduction is there. And the fertilization of the soil is there. So many which we do not know. Make full use of it. Like a human being once born, he must be giving from his wisdom and knowledge to all the people concerned. He can invent so many things and make the people rich out of it. And he is of so much of advantage to the entire society, each and every one. Just because I know I am finally going to die, I cannot die today. If you don't put your creation to purposeful use. That's how every creation has its purposeful use. We need to glorify Allah. Finally, the herbivorous animals can be, domestic animals can be a food also to you. This is the ordainment. And the whole world is using their meat. They are consuming the domestic animals. But it is not proper to cut and distribute the meat to everyone. If I go and buy the meat, only for my sake I will buy. If I cut and give it, so many people will take it and they will waste it also. It is not the purpose. The purpose is not for eating. The purpose is for using. And eating is another purpose, maybe last resort.
That is why I am unable to understand it. Because, you know, I find a little conflict. I'm not very clear about it. I go to a shop, buy half kg or whatever it is. And I don't know the source of cutting. In what intention that other man cut it, I do not know about it. And it is like...
We don't worry about that part now. We are only discussing about whether Qurbani is cutting and giving the meat away or Qurbani is gifting a goat for the use of the farmers. A poor farmer. That is the question today. Whether to eat the meat or not is your conflict, right?
No, not. See, you say it has, cattle has got a lot of usefulness, but we cut and eat it, is not right. Then why do we eat
right.
them?
Yeah. Because they are ignorant, and knowingly they do something, it's a wrong thing. That's what I'm saying. So many people are cutting and eating and distributing the meat. It's a wrong thing. This is not what Allah says on the day of Qurban, on the day of Bakrid, what you do. For each one, the day of Bakrid is different. Charity is finally important. Give them the wholesome goat, wholesome, make them a shepherd of having a lot of sheep and then breed it and feed it also and get the utility of it. Praise Allah for all those things. Then only you can praise God. Otherwise, you cannot praise God. Every day they are eating here and there. What you're asking, I'm understanding. Cutting and eating simply for that purpose, Bakrid is wrong. Am I right?
No, you are talking about Bakrid alone. I'm talking about generally. Simply cutting and eating.
Bakrid means it is not on a particular day cutting. Bakra means cattle. Eid means endowing. Eid means giving charity. So when I say a greater charity is Qurbani, I am sacrificing my wealth, a greater wealth, for the purpose of enriching a poor farmer, wherein the benefits will spread out to the people around him. If not only this day, tomorrow, any day in 365 days, you can do Bakrid. Is that clear now?
No, I'm not at all clear. And there is a...
Are you clear in your question at least?
Yeah, I'm very clear about my question.
So come again with the question again now.
I'm telling the cattle's usefulness is very, very large. It is highly useful to so many people. So I should not cut it. I should not eat it. I should only give the goat. I should only give the goat so that they can get those benefits can be derived by so many people instead of cutting there it is over.
You're saying yourself that one of the cattle goat can be given.
I'm not given. I'm telling goat for the purpose of using the benefits of so many things of that cattle.
What about eating the meat of the goat or cattle?
I feel now that if this is the case, I should not eat meat at all. I should not meat.
Your conflict is meat should not be eaten.
Yeah. And it is sin because of the statement.
Why do you say it's a sin?
Because it has got so much usefulness, but I'm now making it, I'm blocking it that it is not going to others.
Do you know what are the useful things except the milk? What are the use of it? Tell me.
Many
uses.
Yeah, that's what the Quran says. No, it has got very much.
No, you say there are many uses. Can you tell me, sir, just 4 or 5 uses of it?
I can tell milk. It can give a milk, and then it can produce so many other goats, and then those things can give again.
Yeah, reproduction. Reproduction is there.
Yeah.
Reproduction is there. I am asking, reproduction means goats are reproduced more and more. I want to know the usefulness of goat. One goat.
I know. I'm not able to tell apart from the milk, but the Quran says it has got a very many usefulness.
So. You have to learn the lessons from Allah only. Nobody can teach you. So, and Allah has said there are many, many uses. All those things must be utilized properly for you and to who you see as poor. And they also should benefit. And there are lessons also from it. Not only the physical use, but there are lessons from it that we can understand. From the from giving a thought to it. And in the depth of your heart, you must receive the lesson only from the Creator. Otherwise, only the skin is there. That's also after only cutting, only meat and skin will come. But only the milk and the manure we get out of it to fertilize the land. These are 2 things we know of. Okay?
Yeah.
There are 2 things we do not know, but there are many, many, many. Why we have wasted it all this life, not getting any lessons out of it, and finally it is buried. It is dying, decaying. That's all. Allah says, don't allow it to die and decay. Make yourself its meat. It is allowed for you. So now the conflict is, I won't eat meat. Don't have to eat at all. No problem. But it is not a sin. Only when you kill a man, it is sin. A human being, killing a human being is sin. Otherwise, it is not a sin at all. If it is a sin, you must tell me how it is a sin. Let us remove the conflict now.
No, what?
Why do you call it a sin?
It is useful.
Sin means?
It can.
After using the usefulness of it.
Yeah.
Totally. And at least learn the lessons from it. We have not learned the lesson. and we don't show any inclination towards learning the lessons out of it. That is a sin. God created for you, but you don't use it. That's a sin. God created the heavens and the earth, which we are going to see later on. If you don't use the heavens and the earth to your purpose, then it is a sin. He has given you your heart. If you don't use the heart, it's a sin. And it is not a physical body. It is a mental elegance. God, Allah has given to you that you must use it. If you don't use that, it's again a sin. And what we do one to another as a human being is a greater sin, and no other sin is equivalent to causing sin one to another as a human being. Any other sin is not a sin. Killing a human being alone is killing. Otherwise, it is cutting, it is slaughtering. When you kill a human being, that is killing. That is a sin. Is anything you have, any contradiction in this or in the difference that you make between a man and a human being and animals are both the same only.
No, I fully understand killing a man is, it is a sin now which cannot be described at all. It is a worst sin one can create. But the thing is, when it is useful to so many people, I'm blocking it. I'm making it know that others are not enjoying it.
God is saying, I am giving you in surplus. Say, for example, every day 10 crores of goat, cow, pigs, so many things are slaughtered. But there is no shortage to its population. Suppose we take some 800 crores of people we are living. If we kill 10 crores of people per day, in 2 years, the human beings, the species will be wiped out. But in case of goat, surplus. He is giving you more and more and more, only for your understanding purposes and to feed you and others also. So there's no shortage of, now the people are saying even human beings are in surplus, they must be killed, they must be castrated. And so many hidden problems are going, like COVID, everything spread out, let the disease spread out, let the human population be wiped out because they are not able to feed. But here, in the case of goat, Allah is feeding, Allah is creating, Allah is giving you the food also from it. And there's no shortage for it all these days, from the moment the earth is born until today and until death, until the death of the world, there's not going to be any shortage. How? Why he is giving surplus? If you don't eat, allow it to kill, then we cannot live. All the goats will be, all the cattle will be, even in surplus it will be. There on the roads and streets, you will not be able to move around. You will not have your house. You will be living in the jungle. So what is wrong? What is wrong in taking the meat?
No, I'm not telling you.
When it is not a sin.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So we do not know the biggest advantages of it, except one or two. There's so many advantages there. That's written from me. Then only you will understand the eating is not a sin. Finally. All right.
Okay.
So now, Rasul, have you understood what is Qurbani?
Yes, sir. Sir, but I have small doubts, sir.
Yes.
In Surah Al-Kawthar, ayat number 2. Okay, sir?
Yes.
Okay. One minute, sir. One second, sir. I will do it. So offer namaz and qurbani for your Lord alone.
For your Lord alone. Don't seek anything. But don't seek anything in return from the people. Qurbani means a greater sacrifice. A greater sacrifice is not cutting the animal. Imparting the usages to other people. Giving the usage to other people. Making the people learn how to use it. That's also qurbani. Spending your life, spending yourself, and spending your time in teaching others, giving others the benefit of it, and making them understand the process you also understand. And everyone must seek from Allah how to make qurbani and how to take it as your food, finally, and very rarely also. But make every day, every moment, the fullest advantages of what He has created for you. And without that, simply cutting and giving it away is not a qurbani, that's a sin.
Okay, sir. Okay,
understood. So, we are coming to chapter 21-30. Have those who disbelieved not considered that the heavens and the earth were a joined entity, and we separated them and made water from there for every living thing, then will they not believe? Believe what? One is unseen. Sajid, one is yes, unseen, doctor. One is visible. From the unseen entity, the visibility has come out on the earth. Everything that's created.
Okay.
So from the unseen only, the visibility is created. Everything created, everything seen in images and form and shapes are created from the unseen. The unseen and the created thing are joined together once upon a time.
Okay.
I have my heart. Colloquially, I can say my heart, and I can say mind distinctively. A yes. Mind is there. And your soul is there.
Yes.
The soul gives your need and necessity by way of a feel. And I am minding that.
Yes.
When I do something wrong, the soul tells me that it is a wrong thing. And I am reminded of it.
Yes.
Without soul, there is no value to the mind at all.
Yes.
And we are all joining today. Mindfully, we have come here, and the mind and physical body is now joined together. Mind is unseen, physical body is visibility, visible structure, a physical structure.
Yes.
So without mind, there is no body. And without soul, there is no mind. And still further, without God, there is no soul.
Yes.
He creates the most unseen, abstract nature in human being, that is soul. So soul
yes.
And God are united all the time. And soul and mind is united all the time. And the mind and physical nature in me and around united all the time.
Okay.
This one is clear, right?
Yeah, yeah. Alhamdulillah.
So, from the mind, my body is structured. From the mind unseen and the body. From the mind, my body is structured. My body's stature is there. My relevance in the living earth is there. And on the earth, my body is surviving, and the heavens are giving energy and produces, including food to me and sustenance for my structure on this earth. Everything is provided from the heavens to the earth.
Yes.
One is unseen, another is created, a physical form.
Yes.
So these are joined together. The moment you separated from the mind, your body separated from the mind, the heavens are separated from the earth. If only we are believers in the mind, only on righteous matters, and we disbelieve in the unrighteous matters, unjust things, then the moment mind is commanding something, instantly my body is cleared of all its evil, all its diseased nature, all its evil omen haunting it. So I will be having a healthy body because of the healthy mind. The more and more my mind is corrupted because of my brain. Do you follow?
Yeah, the knowledge.
Everything that's created is stored in the mind, in the brain as yes. Knowledge. And the knowledge also is entering my heart.
Yes.
When the heart is receiving only the message and direction from the soul.
Yes.
Uncorrupted, beautiful, illuminatory, enlightening things coming from the soul to the mind, but it is darkened by the glum and gloominess of my knowledge that I have stored as in the brain.
Yes.
Yes, now we have understood thoroughly the corruption to our existence is from the existing knowledge. And the life is brewing up in me, the pleasantness is growing up in me, because I believe in the unseen command, have a beautiful life ahead. Have an enlightened life ahead. Now I seek for the enlightenment, not the beauty. When I have the enlightenment, I have the command over the heavens so that it brings its glory down to earth. Everything is entwined into oneness, a great feeling that you have in your heart, and the splendidness and stupendousness that you see around you and inside of you is the beauty. That beauty is the most rewarding experience from Allah. We receive here, we enjoy here, and we glorify for the same. His names. So he is the creator, originator, a beautifier. And no one gives a color to our life as he is the one. He is the most colorful. All those attributes belong to him. So we have our mind and soul together, and the soul teaches us the unseen creative aspect of your life, that is the willing obedience to the adherence of the command from the soul. Lead a splendid life individually. Don't follow another man's life. Definitely it is copying. Allah has given you the individuality, that is the freedom in this world. If you lose your individuality and you started living collectively like a herd of cattle, like a herd of sheep, then you are no more a human being. You can be slaughtered by any individual, by any society. You will be easily nullified on this world. You will be a void in this world. So follow that which is unseen, and I am following, I am keeping my mind and soul together. I will not separate it, because the created knowledge comes in between separating. This doesn't make me understand the invisible creative splendor that I will have to enjoy, bringing the heavens and the earth together. In just the same moment when I want the earth to bloom, instantly it must bloom, instantly the energy from the heavens must come down on the earth's surface, and the produce must be instant to the beauty, to the beauty of my mind, to the glory, to glorify God in my earnestness. That is the hearty glorification Allah wants finally. Otherwise, a long delay will make you lose the faith in him. You will not be able to believe in the unseen, and it is more and more separated. Finally, we lose strength in our foothold towards future. We won't be able to believe unless seen. Unless there is a visibility, it is impossible for us to understand the benefits of the mind God has given us. The immensity, the magnificence of the benefits God has given to me will be lost in no time. And for that sin, Allah is not going to forgive us. So believe in the unseen. If only your heart and your soul, that's your mind and your soul, are together without the interruption of the brain that shows the created knowledge, all deadly knowledge, all dead and gone, all the future creations and origination for you will be in suspended animation for a period given to you. After that, you will have to suffer the shortage of your benefits to the heart and the soul. So now we know that if only our heart and soul are together, the mind and soul are together, without the interruption of the knowledge of the creative structures that we have read, understood, experienced in our life, then the earth and the heavens are together. When we say something, it is then and there. All you have to say to it, be in the name of godliness, because I believe only in this soul, I believe only in the unseen, and that brings my earth and heavens together. Because I value my knowledge more and become hearty and proud, and because of my negligence, that I should be humble before God and before the people. I cannot be unjust. I cannot be brash on this earth. But I deferred, defiantly disobedient to the order. I am separating my mind from the soul and will start believing attached to my brainy work and the knowledge I have with the wisdom. And mostly I shun the wisdom and incline towards that which is possible for me to use my knowledge and gain it. As long as you use your knowledge, the heavens are far away separated, which was once upon a time, it is so close, like as a child that you were, you have only the thought about the future, not about the past. Do you understand this? As a child, in our childhood, we think only about the present, never worry about the future, never worry about the past.
Yes.
And uncorrupted mind, for that sake alone, still heavens and the earth are together. If only the children are not there, we will be living in the desert. The sun will be so close to us, there's nothing interrupting between the sun and us. We will be evaporated in no time. And the children are so blessed. I earn all my living for my children, and I entirely sacrificed my life and my living and my soul and everything together for the sake of my child. And that sacrifice, a greater sacrifice, I am sacrificing my sleep, my health, my food, my wealth, anything for the childhood age in which I am having my children. So all through my life, if only I have a child with me and my life is saved. If I have only two children and they are grown up above my shoulders and they also become earthy oriented, and finally you are lost. So all the time you are living for 100 years, you must have your child up at the age of childhood, 10 or 12 years of age. Then your life will be stable and brilliant. But who knows this? Children are a burden. They can be done away with. They can be removed from the surface of the earth. All 58-year-olds, all the people who are retired, they will live for 100 years. Their fresh soul, which is going to bring heavens and the earth together, they can be done away with. They can be castrated. They can be killed. They can be abortioned. Do we know what we are doing is a sin, really? So we need children to keep the heavens and the earth together. The more the children in that age still living with us, our life is so well secured. And our hearty involvement in sacrificing for the people will be more elaborate and more expansive and expanded. This expendability is rewarding from, is a good rewarding from the Allah, from the Almighty Power. So the children are less corrupted by knowledge, are corrupted, they're not corrupted at all by the knowledge, and their heart and soul together, mind and soul together, for their sake, I am living, my household is getting the reward, the recompense from Allah, the blessing is so much in my house, and all the heavens and the earth come together to keep up my peace here, and there's no shortage for my understanding how to earn the sustenance in this world in a justifiable manner, and how to give from me to others also in an expanded heart. And I have no rancor here, and I have no enmity here. I don't have any sort of grievousness against the people whom I can find out that this fellow has done something wrong, that fellow has done something wrong. I don't have anything, such sort of spite against anyone. That is the friendliness and brotherhood that I can live in this world. If only I have my soul and my mind together, not allowing my brain to intervene, corrupting it and separating me from my soul, then the heavens are separated from the earth. I am in shortage here on the earth for my sustenance. Do we understand now the entire crux matter of this ayat?
Alhamdulillah, Doctor. Alhamdulillah.
So, don't worry about what translation is.
Yes. But
translation
here,
is translation.
But here one question begs, Doctor. You know, any person, let it be, you know, by reading the translation, like I understood, you know, earth is very small, the sky is very large, how it was, it must have been connected. My mind was all into that when I asked you this question. But you gave a wonderful understanding through Quran, what it actually meant. So how do we get that wisdom?
You already gotten it now. The very fact that you have understood, you have gotten it already. It is there in the soul. We are not giving it thought to the soul. We are not inclined towards the soul. That is the only thing. Now I am bringing you to the soul, your understanding. Nobody is in dearth of wisdom. Only thing is they are more concentrating on the in the material world and concentrating the physical appearance, and they don't mind the mind level life granted to you. And the soulfulness of their mind is toward the greater inclination toward the God-given blessing in the soul. Now I am, as I am revealing to you, explaining to you, are you able to understand what is what? That means you are not at all the shortage. If only you have given your thought, you would understand this better than me or the same as me also.
Alhamdulillah. So you mean to say, doctor, that if I would have applied my mind and, you know, given a hard thought about this verse, I would have understood the way this way?
Yeah, because you're understanding everything I'm saying. No conflict at all.
Yes. But it is, it is like a messenger, you know, reciting the verse of Allah.
This is
one of the ways. But one of the ways is actually a wahi also, wherein, you know, you directly get it from Allah.
And the wahi is still there in you. That's the reason why you are connecting my revelation to the wahi. And then only you are acknowledging, yes, you are right.
Okay. Alhamdulillah, doctor. All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Beautiful understanding, doctor. Beautiful.
Alhamdulillah. Any other question?
Doctor, this is Maheshan.
Yeah.
Just want one doubt clarified, doctor. When we say soul, does it refer only to the life force or is it more?
No. Life force is what mind is creating. Soul, mind, if your mind is willing to survive, then life force is created.
Okay.
Willing to come out of the diseases, then the disease force is removed, the life force is created. Willing to be energetic, then the deteriorating force is removed, the constructive force is created. So it is after the mind. First the soul, then the mind, then the life force, then the physical body.
Okay.
And when the physical body and the heavens and the earth all connected together. If your mind and soul are connected, the heaven and mind is connected. God is with me. When the mind is separated to the brain, then the mind and body is connected. Nothing is going to happen the way you want.
Okay. Thank you, doctor.
Anything else?
Salam, doctor.
Salam.
Doctor, here in this verse, it said that created from water, everything we created from water.
Yeah, water is from the air.
And then in some places, it mentioned that you created from clay. And then in
some places, God has said in some places, he has created you from the clay. In one place, he says, he has created from the quintessence of clay. In something else says he has created you from a cloth of blood.
And in some places that he just said
what is found.
And in some places he said B, and then it was a creation was there.
B. And in one place he says when before even you were a drop, you were nothing. From that I created you.
Yeah. So how
will
you connect all these things?
So all that he has to be, and you are going to be. And you are created even today, all and you. You are not the old one as yesterday. Moment to moment you are created.
Correct.
And our creation is unparalleled. It is not seen before, uncopied. And I am changing in my stature, in my appearance, everything day by day. and it is creation, is not depreciation actually. From mind I am created, not from the drop.
Mm-hmm.
That mind, that creation of the life force is not from the drop.
Mm-hmm.
The soul is not created from the water. So from anything, God can create anything, believe.
In Malayam, you are created from any of these things, water or cloud or clay.
It's not in the chronological order. He can create you in anything, from anything. From nothingness, he can be created. You believe that. So Allah gives you so many instances from which he can create you.
Mm.
See, you are into third month of pregnancy.
Mm.
In case, in some, they start bleeding,
mm.
and it may eventually end up in abortion.
Mm.
But in some people, it stops. Allah creates from the blood clot again in your life. It may not necessarily end up in abortion.
Mm.
So it's only, so the blood clot has happened there, and don't worry if it is going to be aborted. You side with your inclined towards your soul, it says you must bear the child and you believe in it, it is there. So from the blood clot, which is about to be eliminated by way of abortion, it stays there by the command of God, if only you link your mind to the soul. So in any situation, he creates whatever you want. You believe what you want, and he is the one, be and it is. The heavens and earth come together. But now, as of now, because of the knowledge, it is separated from each other. How far it is separated is a question now. With me, it is separated so much. With others, it is separated only this much. They are so much close to Allah. In some others, it has gone into oblivion. It has evaporated totally also, it may be. So it all depends upon how close you are to your soul. Your mind is close to your soul. And how far you are away from your knowledge. We are all away from COVID. The knowledge, we are all safe. The more we lean towards the knowledge, the greatest will be the affliction by the COVID. And I may die also. To me, when I die in ICU, my heavens are separated far away from my earth foothold. Hmm? Do you get it?
Yeah, but I don't understand this heavens and earth being separated. What is it? They were close together and then they're separated.
Heavens and the earth, you mean?
Yeah.
From the heavens, the water comes down. From the heaven, the earth comes, the air comes down. From heavens only, all the sustenance here, all the living beings are living. Without heaven, there's no life.
So, but do you mean to say heaven is up in the sky or something like that? It's not like
sky,
that.
Sky. Because all lovely things, we call it heaven.
Okay.
All created things, all the creativeness is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So we call it heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It's a creative one. Right? It's not the sky only.
Huh.
But the sky is not to be seen. There is no limit to the sky. And we just name what is above me in blue is sky.
Mm-hmm.
What is above me in a black and blue is sky in the night.
Right.
Nobody knows what sky is.
Yeah.
But we call it a heaven in the night because it is beautified in mm-hmm. during the night time, the stars and the galaxies. So we are able to say it is heavenly. Otherwise, it is only a visible creation.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
Still, you have any question to ask?
But first they were together. You're saying earth and heaven were together and then it was separated.
The more I am closer to my soul, the closer it is with me. The moment I wish something, it is there. It has to be there. Towards that we strive.
Okay, you mean heaven is close to earth, means it's close to you. You get
close to each and according to each and everyone's link with the soul.
Okay.
Mind and soul, it is closest. The more it is parted away by the knowledge, it is far away.
Yeah.
Every individual, it is different.
Okay, yeah.
You have your world, I have my world. I am living in my world, you are living in your world.
Okay.
Worlds are so many as the individuals are here in this world.
Yeah.
For each and every one, the heavens and the skies are different.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you. So you have the heart of a child. No worry about the future, because no knowledge has interfered, no ABCD has interfered. So without even alphabet, we are so pure. The alphabet of knowledge, the alphabet knowledge that enters, there we are separate. Separating possibly, because there's a feeling that I know everything. So have the heart of a child. If you don't have the heart of a child, have as many children as possible until you die. They must be of 10 to 12 years of age before adulthood. They must be there for God to help you. But we are not ready to take it. That's a different matter. Allah will forgive us. No problem. Any questions?
Doctor?
Yeah.
Shall I ask in Tamil, doctor?
Yes.
Question only. இப்ப குர்பானி என்பது வந்து இப்ப நீ இன்னைக்கு சொன்ன விளக்கம் புரியுது. இப்போ இன்டர்னலா இப்ப நமக்கு நிறைய குணக்கேடுகள் இருக்கும், அது வேணான்னு விரும்புறதும் குர்பானியா எடுத்துக்கலாமா? இது வாழ்க்கையில நம்ம திருப்பி வேணாம் அப்படின்றது.
We got so many evil characters in us. We remove the character. Suppose I have the arrogance, I have the money power, and I come before my people with such heartiness and pride. Giving kurbani to my pride and heartiness is the best kurbani. But you believe in your status is important for your living in this earth. Only your status gives you the meaning that you are living in this earth. No, your status is only for your meager period. Within your short lifespan, it is going up and down. Now you are in the upscale. When you are on the downside, definitely you will feel miserable. So even while you are on the upper side of your elevation, when you are going up in your status and stature, low down, mellow down, humble before the people, then that is your real status, real personality. God will keep you up in your reputation, in your respectability, and so on. But people think that without that brashness in this world, where is the question of living your life? That is not at all the life that we have to live. If you are living here, you must have some reputation on this earth that you are most powerful and you can have your sway over the entire society you are living, then there's a meaning to life. No. You give kurbani to that evil nature of you, that pride shall not overtake you. You are right. Give kurbani. Self-destroy you in your self-esteem. Prisa?
Yes, doctor.
Yeah.
Deliver.
I got my answers, doctor. I had some questions, but you already explained it. Thank you.
Oh, okay. God glory. God glory.
Yeah.
So, salam to all of you.
Salam, doctor.
Salam.
Salam, doctor.
Salam, doctor.
Salam, doctor.
Salam, doctor.
Salam, doctor. Salam, doctor.
Thank you, sir.
Salam, doctor.
Salam, doctor.
Salam, doctor.